There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some more detail on the big sports stories now. And this sports story is about far more than just sport. Joining us on the line to give us the details, Chris McCarty, head of sports here at the Arabian Radio Network. Morning, Chris.
A very good morning to you too, Rich.
Let's talk about Australia and the scandal, the ball tampering scandal that is engulfing cricket at the moment. We're going to hear from Steve Smith in a second, the Australian captain, but just recap the details and what we know.
Oh yeah, it's a sad story, this one. What we do know is that Cameron Bancroft, the opening batsman for Australia, he yesterday took a piece of yellow tape. Now that might sound a bit strange, how does yellow tape affect a cricket ball? But essentially sprinkling some granules, some sand granules onto the tape, looking to scuff the ball up. That is, oh, it's against the laws. You cannot be looking to tamper with the ball in any way, shape or form. It's going to have issues by its own. It's going to be natural integration. And what's essentially happened is he's used this piece of tape. He's come out, he's been caught on the camera, and Steve Smith, the captain afterwards, has fronted up with the media with Cameron Bancroft. They've admitted that it was pre-planned, that the leadership group, quote-unquote, were aware of the plan, that Steve Smith gave Cameron Bancroft his permission to go ahead and try and cheat. It's a huge story, rightly so. It's making headlines not only in Australia, it's making headlines all around the world, because Steve Smith is the Australian cricket captain. They hold themselves in such high regard, do the Australian cricketers, and for him to come out and admit that they had planned to cheat, it smacks of desperation. He has said he will not stand down. An investigation has been launched by Cricket Australia. I don't see, Rich, how he can stay in a job. I really can't. And Steve Smith, he had this to say when he was asked about it.
The leadership group knew about it. We spoke about it at lunch, and I'm not proud of what's happened. You know, it's not within the spirit of the game. My integrity, the team's integrity, the leadership group's integrity has come into question, and rightfully so. It's not on. It's certainly not on, and it won't happen again. I can promise you that under my leadership.
Yeah, he's probably right. How long his leadership goes on is very much sort of to be determined. I find it absolutely astonishing, Chris, that they would admit that they talked about this before. There was no bluff. They accepted this. You've got to ask, why would you?
Yeah.
Why would absolutely. You not try and sort of wriggle a bit?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the only crumb of comfort we can take from the story tale, Malcolm, is that they have fronted up. I was on social media last night, as an awful lot of people were, discussing with fans, with fellow journalists out here in the United Arab Emirates. One Aussie guy out there, not defending them, I think it's indefensible, but he did come out and say, well, at least they've fronted up, but they could use that in crimes. It doesn't make it less of a criminal offence if a murderer, for example, admits that he murdered. Now, not for one second am I comparing the two. It's very different. That being said, there needs to be a big punishment here because, you know, cheating, it's another sorry tale and a long host, whether it's doping, whether it's, stories like this. It's not good. Once again, in a morning, a Sunday morning, we're not talking about sport. We're talking about individuals that are looking to bend the rules, and essentially they're looking to cheat. And sport, increasingly so, Malcolm, is becoming a world now where ethics and morals, they simply don't exist. It's all about getting ahead, and it's a sorry world if that's the world that we're living in. And for these cricketers, I don't know how Steve Smith comes back from this. He is the captain. The buck stops with him. And whether he is forced or whether he takes the decision in the coming days to step down, I think that's inevitable. I think he simply has to if Australia start to get their credibility back.
I think if you admit collusion to breaking the rules, then you've got to go, either voluntarily or involuntarily. But this won't be the lowest point in Australian cricket either. I mean, I was watching Richie Beno clips over the weekend talking about the underarm scandal of 1981, where they bowled the last ball of a game to New Zealand underarm, meaning they rolled the ball along the ground so that New Zealand couldn't hit a six to win the game. So I think that was probably the low point of Australian cricket. But because it wasn't actually theoretically against the rules, it was against the sportsmanship, it didn't count. So this is a very, very low point for Australian cricket.
And that's it, exactly that. You've said it yourself. That perhaps is underhand, not in the spirit of the game. This is flagrant cheating. It is two separate issues, and we will find out. I know two senior executives from Cricket Australia are heading on over to South Africa to begin an investigation. I know Simon Katic as well, the former batsman, he's come out in the past 24 hours on Melbourne Radio to say that he doesn't see a way back for Steve Smith, the vice-captain David Warner, or the coach Darren Lehman. So heads will roll, watch this space on this one, but this is a sorry tale and there's a lot more fallout from it in the coming days.
I guess we should also possibly say that this can be interpreted very much as a compliment to South Africa and the strength
absolutely.
Of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve Smith admitted as much. I think that was one of the interesting points. He went as far as to say it was in desperation. The ball wasn't swinging around as we've seen in the first test and the second test down there in Cape Town. Australia are behind. I think it's 298 runs in the second inning. So they're up against it. And there's been a lot of ill feeling. There's been a lot of backbiting. Both of these teams really want to win this series. They don't like each other. That much is clear. And I just find it incredible, though, that Steve Smith has... And the leadership group, it's not just Steve Smith, Bancroft and whoever else is involved in that leadership group, they have stooped to this low. It doesn't make sense to me. The cameras that are on the cricketing field these days, they must have known they were going to get caught. It just does not make sense.
This enmity between the two goes back to the 1990s when David Campese, the Australian rugby player, called South African players fruits. They didn't like it, and it's been ramped up ever since that. So it's now become a sort of fairly, feisty relationship between the two.
Chris, absolutely.
Chris,
yeah.
Very quickly, staying with cricket, other stories. It is the Pakistan Super League final tonight.
It is. Looking forward to this one, Rich. I'll be keeping an eye on it. It is Islamabad United taking on Peshawar Zelmi. Peshawar Zelmi, the defending champions under the leadership of Darren Sami. They've had a great 2 years, really. They were fantastic last year. I didn't see them in this final, honestly, but they've come to the fore when it's mattered most, and they'll give Islamabad United, who have been the standout team for me this year, they'll give them a good game tonight. It is over in Karachi. Fingers crossed it passes without incident. The matches in the playoffs have done. Huge crowds in there. The Pakistanis loving their cricket back on home soil. I've no doubt it'll be a huge success this evening, and really looking forward to watching it.
Staying with cricket, so New Zealand have an early breakthrough against England. England 38-1 in the first test match there. Looks like a New Zealand victory is likely. Let's talk about Formula One, because we're back. It started about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I've got it on the big screen. That is, I've got one eye on that whilst I'm talking to you. What I can tell you, Lewis Hamilton, who produced the quickest lap ever seen down in Melbourne yesterday, his qualifying lap, it's going down in the annals of, we've seen the Ayrton Senna lap over in Interlagos, Brazil. It's a famous YouTube clip. Check out this Lewis Hamilton one. It is near on perfection, his drive and qualifying yesterday. He started on pole and he's remained at the top of in first place, because what I can tell you is Kimi Raikkonen second, Sebastian Vettel third, Kevin Magnussen is the man on the move for Haas, he's moved up to fourth, Max Verstappen, the young Red Bull racer, he's fifth, he started on fourth place, but Lewis Hamilton looks also good. The Mercedes, we talked about it last week, it is the team to beat, he is the driver to beat, and from what I've seen in qualifying and in the race thus far, it's going to take something very special to stop Lewis Hamilton from winning yet another Australian Grand Prix.
Well, good luck, enjoy the rest of that race. Now, we're giving away an all-expenses-paid trip for two to the Europa League final in Lyon, France. This is a great prize. Talk us through the details, please.
Yeah, indeed. It's a prize that will see two individuals head on over to the Europa League final. That is on Wednesday, May 16th. Will it be Arsenal? Will it be some massive clubs? Atletico Madrid still in that hat as well. And you could be in it. Essentially, what we're looking for is we're looking for you to record yourself commentating on your favourite goal. 15 seconds, stick it on up, share it with us on social media at Dubai iSport, and we will be judging the very best. So have fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously, and those tickets could be yours heading on over to the Europa League final.
Great stuff, Chris. Thanks very much indeed. Chris McCarty is Head of Sport at the Arabian Radio Network and the presenter of Sports Tonight.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.